A country boy named Shorty and a city boy named Dan had to prove who could run the fastest to win Miss Lucy's hand. Now Dan had all the money and he also had the looks, but Shorty must have had something, boys, that can't be found in the books. So cut across, Shorty.
Shorty cut across.
Well, it's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty.
Shorty cut across.
Well, it's you I want to win. Now Dan, with his long legs flying, left Shorty far behind, but Shorty could hear him holler, Miss Lucy, you'll soon be mine. But Shorty wasn't worried, there was a smile upon his face. Well, he knew that he was gonna win, 'cause Miss Lucy had fixed the race. Oh, cut across, Shorty.
Shorty cut across.
Well, that's what Miss Lucy said. Cut across, Shorty.
Shorty cut across.
Well, it's you I wanna win. Dan had been in training weeks before the race, and he was sure that Shorty would end up second place. But just like that old story about the turtle and the hare, when Dan crossed the finish line, well, he found little Shorty there. So cut across, Shorty.
Shorty cut across.
Well, it's what Miss Lucy said, cut across your...